Oh, welcome guys. Karibuni sana to yet another episode. This is episode 3 of Monday Night Live.
Kabisa,
and this is the only way
to
spice up your Mondays.
Yes.
Kwasi wamepata Monday blues. Monday blues.
Yes.
So
Mamuka umeenda, mdosi amekukanyaga kanyaga Monday.
Kidogo kidogo hapa.
Umerudi nyumbani.
Yes.
Umechill na familia. Canvasologist mwenye ana welcome to Monday Night Live.
And
where we discuss issues.
Tunabonga stories za magari.
Ni magari.
Magari.
It's all about cars.
Maybe we can start with highlights of the week.
Yes, tell us. Tuambie, unajua unakoka na mastori mzuri.
Story lazima.
So before nianze kuangalia watu wanasema nini. Tell us. Hii wiki.
Tupatie highlights. The previous week.
Yes.
Big highlight was Nissan Sylphy.
Yes.
Interesting review.
Very interesting.
You know, it's one of those cars that Nissan has had a very bad reputation with gearboxes.
Yes.
But I think sometimes these cars are underrated.
Yes.
See, it's a very good deal. Atakama, I say, you see, when you're looking for a spouse,
yes.
Ama if you're looking for a car,
yes.
There is no perfect car.
Yes.
There is no perfect human.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, the Sylphy review was, and now guys ought to have noticed that we are having reviews on Sundays.
Yes.
Ndio wasee waweze kuwatch review ukiwa mekitifiti.
Home na familia.
Exactly.
Just have a blast.
Second highlight of the week.
Yes.
Ule jama wa Hurlingham alifanya ile kitu bana.
Maze. Go ahead. Just say it. And it's not the first instance you met.
Yes.
During our journey in doing pre-purchase inspections. Yes.
And guess what? We told guys to lijaribu tukaamkia wase.
Yes.
Ukiuziwa gari. There is a video we did.
Yes.
We did concerning that.
Yes.
Usito, unless ni asset financing na bank imekuambia utoe deposit.
Do not
usitoe deposit ya gari hata kama ni 20,000.
Kabisa.
So Ibra, maybe I can share what happened.
Yes, go ahead.
Sisi tumechill sato.
Yes.
Kama kawa?
Kama dawa.
Eh, tumeitwa pre-purchase and
with a very lovely lady.
Yes.
With a friend. With, I think, I don't know whether it was a boyfriend, husband.
Apana, see vizuri to jump into conclusion. Anyway. We went for this pre-purchase.
Yes.
Na tukaona gari. Unfortunately,
yes.
The vehicle was not in good condition.
Tip-top condition.
It was not. It had some
few issues.
Yeah, major ones.
Yes.
Not small issues. But unfortunately, jio gari likuwa inakaa poa sana. Unajua pale jababu, eh? Unajua hatutaki kutaja majina, but wasi, because it's something that has been happening. So, when we went for the pre-purchase inspection, akatuambia, you know what? Nilikuwa nimetoa deposit.
Yes.
After tumesema hii gari si mzuri kununua, the seller says, si atarudishangi deposit.
Yes. In fact, the guys need to know that when you call us for a pre-purchase inspection,
yes.
Our work is not to tell you to buy or not to buy. It's we share the status of the car as is and where is.
Yes.
So now ni decision yako mwenyewe kuamua. Ukiamua kununua, sasa utanunua kama unajua kwamba it's in this state and these are the things that are not functioning well, right?
Yes.
If you do not buy, well and good.
But also guys, guys need to learn that. You see, a dealer will tell you to a deposit gari siende.
Bwana,
you know, I always tell them gari si kumi. That's a red flag. And we did that video on red flags.
Gari si kumi kama
gari si kumi na wili kama disciples wa Yesu bali. Gari zimejaa Nairobi na Mombasa. So
sana.
Kama ikipata if they tell you unajua gari iko na
msali. Wacha anunue. Kama
alikuwa wacha anunue bana.
Yeah.
Gari ni mingi, gari si moja bana.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So I think the moment because you guys have and people do not read these agreements that dealers give them.
Talking of dealers, let's talk about last time to tackle issue ya kuimport gari.
Direct importation.
I think it's a high time where we can take these guys through a process in case you want to buy a car locally.
Yeah.
What are the steps that you need to make sure you follow to the end of the process? Yes.
Company co-identified gari.
Co-identified gari.
Then there is something people overlook, Ibrahim.
Yes.
Fanya due diligence about the dealer.
Kwanza.
Oh, before we go to the car.
Yes.
Fanya due diligence kwanza.
Juu ya dealer.
Yes. Sabu, you might be buying a car from somebody who has been conning people.
You're right.
You need to look for those reviews.
Look for reviews. dealer reviews.
Dealer reviews.
Yes.
Dealer reviews. Unajua, then there are things after you, you do that. Gari yenda uone gari kikufurahisha.
Yes.
And it's always good also to have variety.
Yes.
You know. Ona gari nime kufurahisha. Now let's get to the pre-purchase inspection.
Okay. Before you get to the pre-purchase inspection, and that's where we come in sometimes. The service you offer that is called sourcing, where we shelve you from the hassle of
kuangalia magari 35.
You kutembea, nini. And I believe there are also other guys out there in the market who can help you.
Source.
It could be a brother, yeah. It could be a cousin, mwenye anaelewa mambo ya magari, you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think at that point, that had to come out clearly. So sasa umesha source my identify guy. Next, nini?
The other thing, pre-purchase inspection, that's where we are going. Do a 16, angalia gearbox,
yes.
Angalia engine. Look for compression losses.
Yes.
Angalia general body structure.
Yes.
That is very important because it helps you get to know what grade the car was.
Yes. Right? That is if it's foreign use.
If it's foreign.
If it's locally used.
Locally used, you kama imegongwa nyundo, imeenda imegonga.
Yes.
You know. Then.
Yes.
Do not usitoe deposit.
Whatever the cost.
Whatever at. Unless it's asset financing, nenataka wase wanipate hapa vizuri sana. Unless it's asset financing,
yes, do not
ama hire purchase,
yes,
generally. Lakini hii story ati gari itaenda,
wacha iende
bana, yeah. Wacha iende.
Ati gari ni mzuri, you know, sijui mtu alikuwa amekuja kuilipia jana, ameenda kwa bank, ngoa, wekelea.
Mwambie bwana kama gari ni yangu.
Yeah.
If it is meant to be,
yes,
it will be.
Yes.
You know? So, at all, usitoe deposit. Unless ni asset financing ama hire purchase.
Na hapo kwa pre-purchase inspection, kaka, test drive. There's this thing called test drive.
Test drive, yeah.
So you can actually check the car at the location where the car is.
Yes.
What is the importance of a test drive?
Now, the importance of a test drive, it's one or two. There are things, there is something that is called kutega gari.
Mm-hmm. That one, yeah. We have met.
We have
in
met.
Fact, one of the issues with that car we went to
ilikuwa
see.
Imetegwa. Ilikuwa imetegwa. As in, what is kutega? Kutega is gari ina overheat.
Yes.
But unatafuta kawaya anaenda afanya kitu pale kwa gauge. In fact, let me tell you. I hope.
I remember the story.
I hope my
so
friend.
So there is a friend of mine. Hapo kwa kutega. So, this guy has been looking for a car. Nini. Kierere mingi ile kitu asemanga. Ameshaenda amedanganywa. Gari si junior mama. Okay, gari ilikuwa mama. But sasa imetegwa. So now he paid for the car. So now he's coming to, you know, bro, nimebuy ndai, why don't you do a road test on it? Nilikanyaga hiyo gari sike kutaka kujua kama gari kufiti nini. So now the temperature imetegwa at 90. Haijawahi pita 90. But hapa kwa dashboard inafanya ile kitu. Car overheating. Naangalia temperature gauge. Iko chonjo. But hapa unaniambia overheating. What's going on? Nikaambia ndugu yangu bwana, this one is trouble in paradise. Yeah. So I hope alifunga engine. Sijui kama engine ilikuva ama nini.
Sasa na mimi wacha nikuchapie story.
Yes.
And I hope Peter is watching. Niko na bish anaitwa Peter. Peter amefanya hivi. Ameenda akanunua Nissan Sylphy G11.
Ile ilikuwa ina bubble.
Ile ilikuwa ina bubble. Sasa hiyo gari shida hata siku bubble. Gari amenunua. Ameita amesema maboys lazima wafanyie ile kitu mguu.
Yes.
Sasa we are driving by you know, my boy, sometimes it's always good to show off your cars too.
Yes, definitely.
So kaniambia wakabi bana, wewe unaendeshanga gari mzee, unaendesha gari mpya.
Nissan Sylphy.
Nissan Sylphy
G11.
Sisi tumeshika, tumeenda hadi Juja. On our way back, I remember it was on a Saturday evening.
Yes.
Namuuliza buda, hii lock, unajua gari inakuonyesha kuna mlango moja imefunguka. So I'm wondering, hii mlango imefunguka, nikwambia hebu simamisha. Nakuja nafunga.
Unafunga hii.
Naguza kale kalock, haipotei. Namuuliza bana, uliambiwa hii mlango kwa nini hii lock? Mimi niliambiwa na mwenye gari, hiyo kuna kutu mahali niende ni sensor nipulize WD-40. Mimi ni kuenda gari ina lose power. Unajua inaanza kunuka fani. Kumbe gari ilikuwa na issue ya ku overheat. Lakini sasa ile taa, you know the sylph does not have a temperature gauge.
Yes.
Iki overheat na kuonyesha thermometer red. Red. So jamaa kawaya ameenda ametoa wire, ame bypass hiyo ameweka kwa mlango. Kwa mlango.
Guy mother.
So ulikuwa unaenda imewaka, mlango imefunguka inapotea. So ambii kitu ya kawaida. Why, my friend, kutega is real.
Maliza.
No, so anyway, away from that.
Yes,
so,
the importance of a test drive.
Test drive inakuonyesha kama gari imetegwa. Yes. Cause, alafu hakuna test drive ya kuendesha gari pole pole, usidanganywe na
mtu.
You must push that car.
Yes.
Then test drive inakusaidia kujua if the car is overheating.
Yes.
The transmission, if it's shifting gears.
Properly, yes.
Suspension.
Definitely.
Sawa?
Yes.
Now also handling.
Yes.
Cause handling is also very important. Juu. Unajua inaweza kuwa gari labda ilikuwa na history of an accident.
Yes.
So inapotea potea kwa
barabara, you're right.
So a test drive is actually very very important.
Yes.
Na dealer akikataa kupatia test drive,
jua kuna mambo.
Jua kuna mambo.
Lenga hiyo.
Lenga hiyo bana.
Wachana nayo.
Insist on a test drive.
A test drive is very important.
Yeah.
Na si ile test drive ya kuzunguka
hapo kwa
ati muende tu hapa mrudi. No.
A proper
test drive. So now after test drive, so you're the part of pre-patch inspection. I know at this point is where you run the diagnosis machine.
Yes.
Check if there's an error codes in nini. And then the next stage now.
Next stage, kuna sasa tume, kama gari iko sawa, tunaingia kwa legal process.
Yes.
Mostly, you will be required to pay for the car before the transfer.
Definitely.
Inakuja.
Definitely. Kwa sababu hatu waminiani. Wa Kenya
hatu jai yaminiana.
Hey.
So what you'll do, you'll go to the bank.
Yes.
With a copy of the logbook.
Yes.
Na story ya kulipa magari cash.
Tuwache. Make sure it's a bank transfer.
A bank transfer. Yes. So that there is paper trail.
Yes.
That is supported by an agreement and a copy.
Yes.
Of the logbook.
Yes.
Of that car.
Yes.
After you pay, huyu mse anafaa kufanyia transfer.
Yes.
But before you pay.
Yes.
Unajua huyu jamaa wa Hurlingham?
Yes.
Kuna kitu alikuwa anafanya.
Yes.
Wewe unalipa gari akwambia team sikonda. So hakutransfer hii gari.
Yes.
So there is kwa showrooms za Nairobi.
Yes.
Mombasa have faced this problem.
Yes.
Nairobi showrooms, you know most cars do not actually belong to the showrooms. They belong to suppliers.
Yes.
So if a car belongs to a supplier, na wewe utalipa showroom, na supplier by any chance akose kulipwa. What happens?
Transfer upate.
Hawezi transfer gari. Na ikikaa sana atakujia.
Atakujia
gari.
Unasikia auctioneer amekusimamisha kwa barabara.
Kwa barabara ya bana.
Amechukua gari. Yes.
Ama umejipata in a very... It's very unfortunate that one of our viewers at Conversations is in that situation.
Yes, experience.
Gari yake inamea nyasi mahali. It's very sad, but we have to give these examples.
Yes.
You must make easy mistakes.
You're right.
The other thing is, you must be very sure that the supplier is willing to transfer that car.
Yes. Before you go far.
Yeah.
So at this point, if let's say ni car ni yadi ama dealer mwenye anakuuzia gari na gari na belong kwa supplier, what supporting document do you need as a guarantee that this guy will transfer the car?
You need an authority to sell.
Good.
Lazima mkuwe na authority to sell. Unajua shida wa Kenya wengi wananua magari kama ndazi.
Yes.
You see, you need an authority to sell from the supplier.
Yes.
Akuambie cheki mimi nimesema hii gari nitauza, nime nominate
so and so
Bugwa Motors kuuza hii gari.
Yes.
Umeona?
Yes.
Now, the reason why we are insisting on a paper trail.
Yes.
Is because if there is a day gari yako itakujiwa.
Yes.
You have some valid documents. Kuwa down ni kitu ya kawaida.
Yes.
By then TSA need to check on that.
Yes.
Now, once teams imerudi back up, you need that transfer to be done.
You're right.
You see?
Right.
But tafadhali, if you buy a car, unless teams iko na shida, usitoke hapo.
Kabla haijafanyiwa transfer.
The other thing that you need to know is that if you're buying a car from Mombasa,
yes,
chances are it might be unregistered.
You're right.
So if the car is unregistered, they ask you to pay some small money to show that, but now you see the Mombasa story is different.
Yes.
Mombasa mwenyewe.
Yes.
You're giving the money to the company.
Yes.
And they register the car in your presence.
Yes.
Wanaona tume lodge, number ndiyo hii, tumepewa hii a location.
Yes.
You get?
Yes.
But now with Nairobi, let me pose a challenge to most of Nairobi dealers.
Yes.
Watu hawaendi Mombasa juu ya vitu kitu ingine. Mm. Watu wanaenda Mombasa juu ya back and forth. Be honest to your clients from the word go. You know, we have been with
guys,
you.
Guys in Mombasa are very straight.
Guys in Mombasa.
If you meet the owners of the cars, the dealers, yes, man, it's
butter. Hata ukienda na broker Mombasa, yes, anakuambianga, ndio huyu
mwenye gari. Sasa utamlipa huyu,
yeah.
Alafu mi utanipa zangu.
Zangu, utanipa zangu.
Mimi Suleiman Shakombo, mi utanipa zangu.
Lagi sasa, yes. Brava, ito Suleiman Shakombo.
Yeah.
Jina la pili ni Kilonzo, bwa.
Ama Maina.
Ama Maina. Anyway. Away from then, that is what by the challenge to the dealers, because yes, the other bad habit in Nairobi is,
yes,
unapatanga gari showroom X,
yes,
unaiview,
yes,
I you go to showroom Y, that.
Yes,
unaambiwa gari ilikuwa imeenda mahali kuonyesha mtu inakuja,
wacha iletwe,
yeah. Hey, shock on you,
ile kuni uliona huko
ndio hiyo
inaletwa na so, confidence,
with a lot of confidence,
you're right.
So okay, after you have the authority and a paper trail proving that you paid for that car.
And a sale agreement. Yes.
Then you can proceed.
Perfect.
So if it's possible, kama team sign a maneno, mm-hmm, get the transfer done that day.
Yes.
If it has some challenges, mm-hmm, then make sure you have the proper documentation.
Yes.
Ugari sikujua nyumbani.
Thank you. So at that point, transfer imeisha. Uko na gari sasa.
Then there's something else. Sasa nimekuwa upande wa client sana. Wacha, yes, niingie upande wa dealer.
Kwa upande wa dealer.
Kuna kitu inaitwa RTGS.
Mm-hmm.
RTGS, if you pay a car through RTGS,
yes,
if the RTGS is done after 12 p.m.,
yes,
Buda...
Iyo ni ya kesho.
Iyo ni ya kesho. So, dealer na yazi kurilisia gari.
Kabla ija reflect.
Ibrahim and I have had a situation
where the RTGS
where somebody paid us, mm-hmm, and the RTGS somehow
disappeared in the air.
In the thin air.
So we had to go and force another transfer.
Yes.
Second time.
So, kama gari ni RTGS, ujue dealer pia hazi kurelisia gari na receipt.
Yes.
Not unless ume deposit pesa kwa account yake directly. Because that way you can verify.
You're right.
But RTGS, Buddha.
Tricky.
So hapo pia mkumbuke dealers pia, yes, ni binadamu.
So unless you're willing to pay with RTGS,
yes,
and come for the car the next day. But if you want to go with the car the same day,
pay in the morning.
Yeah. Or if you can't pay through RTGS, do PesaPal.
I'm a PesaLink.
Yeah. Oh, PesaLink.
PesaLink, especially kama ni gari below 1 million.
Yes, PesaLink. Yeah,
PesaLink bana.
Pesa ya raka raka bwana.
Yeah.
It supports up to I think 1 mic
1 million
per transaction, right?
Yeah.
Good.
So I think those are what else?
I think we are at the end of the process.
Uh-huh.
I think at that point now you have your car. So from there, what else would you recommend once I've already had the position of the car in my hands?
Yes.
What is the first thing I need to do to the car?
Service. But see,
siambiwa ati gari me service.
Always start on a clean slate.
Thank you.
Not unless the verifiable.
Yes.
Kuna gari zinatokanga Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the zikona sticker as a service.
Right.
That one has been verified.
Mm.
Sawa. So, but kama wenunua hapa na haina yo sticker.
Locally used
locally,
and ufanya service.
Hata hii import. Fanya service. Lakini usiguze gearbox.
Mm. Achana na gearbox.
Achana na gearbox, man.
Mm. Guza hizi vitu zingine.
Guza ya gearbox, wacha. Especially if it's a CVT, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Ama kuna msee alienda kununua Volvo S60 Mombasa.
Yeah.
Even for, sijui ni aje ni sawo kombi hiki.
Mm.
Sema amenua Volvo S60. Mm-hmm. Gari haikufika Mazeras ba.
Hey.
Akaenda akaambiwa hii gari inataka kuflashiwa ETF.
Uh-huh.
Juu imeto. We.
Wakamfanyia mambo.
Ziliwekwa hizi ETF za mitaro.
Na unajua pale hapo katikati hapo Mazeras na kina Kilonzo.
Ya kina Kilonzo.
Wandu watu hii lakini wanaongea Kiswahili.
Kwa hiyo wale unasikianga umeongea Kiswahili fluent ile ya Mombasa. Alafu sasa ukikaa kaa una mdoji. Sikia akwambia nenga mbesa we.
Nenga pesa we.
Rada
vipi? Milifikreni Suleiman Abdulhai Muhammad kumbe amna lolote. Interesting stuff. So now I think that there's something else that I needed just to call you. And this is something we're having a discussion around. Service.
Yes.
Service. Would you recommend 10,000 service kilometers? 10,000 kilometers for a service on a fully synthetic?
You know.
Do you think
10,000 yes. is for the oil only.
Yes. Yes.
Wewe ushaiona ya filter imeandikwa 10,000 kilometers. In fact, do you know something people don't know?
Yes.
Many Kenyans don't know is that air filters do not really have. Okay.
They're not supposed to be changed on service. On service, interval.
They are supposed to be changed yes. based on how clogged they are.
So hata unaweza change after 1,000 kilometers.
Eh, ama hata 20,000 by the way.
Eh, kuna watu kuinje bro.
Assuming umeenda una okay, we have the same car.
Yes.
Let's give a practical example. Assuming I have a Peugeot 208, you have a Peugeot 208.
Yes.
Mimi yangu mm-hmm. inatokanga Thika Road.
Yes.
Inaingia hapa.
Yes.
Yours on the other hand
inaenda Rongai.
Unaenda Rongai sio yes. Kimau.
Eh.
Unataka kuniambia ya cleaner zetu zitakuwa no.
Ziwezi fanana.
Ziwezi fanana.
Meaning I'll need to change mine earlier than
earlier, yes.
or more frequently than
more frequently.
Yes.
The
importance of actually doing this is the air filter has a bigger contribution in how your car consumes and performs.
Exactly.
The more clogged it is, the more the car will start.
Ni kama unakumbuka hii time tulikuwa tunavaa mask.
Yes.
Ni kama kukimbia ukiwa umevaa mask.
Exactly.
When that air cleaner clogged.
Yes, yes.
How you feel is how the engine actually
right,
feels.
Right, bro.
So 10,000, kumbuka hiyo ni oil. Yes. Oil filter inaweza hold up.
Yes,
but
yes.
air cleaner, bro.
Haiwezi. Yeah. And then I've seen guys having this discussion on the interwebs internationally about why they do not recommend the 10,000.
Mm.
Because now oil filter, wachana na ya filter. Oil filter ni worse.
Ni worse, by
the way. Kwa sasa hiyo ikiclog. If you use, kwanza unajua, it's bad to say it, but 70% of oil filters tuko nazo za Kenya za China.
Usiseme China. Kuna hali za Kariobangi.
Zile zimetengenezwa Kariobangi. So they are not of good quality. And if you can have that on your car for 10,000 kilometers, however, una run synthetic oil. So for us, I think our cars, we mark up at 7,000.
At 7,000,
tops.
Yeah.
And that is on the oil filter and the oil.
And the oil,
yeah. Air filter, tuna changing anytime tuna feel like it.
If, depending on how it is.
And how we've driven the car. Perfect. Eric Wakabi with a CK. Sasa wacha tuongee, tusikie watu wanasema nini kwa mtandao.
Yeah.
Watu wanasema nini kwa mtandao.
Yeah.
Kuna jamaa amesema bwana, umevaa ODM.
Hapana, unajua.
Na maswali ziko wapi?
Let's not get political.
At hizo mics na kaa kama filters. We Lions Channel. Wacha.
Anataka gondro naweza tengeneza mic inakaa well filter. Hiyo haizi kuwa noma.
Julius Njogo anauliza, Eric Okabi, I'm stuck to Golf TSI 1400cc. Though, kuna issue na DSG na gearbox. What is the alternative to it?
If you're looking at TSI, look at a Volvo V40.
Yes.
Look at, kuna Volvo V40, which is a very good hot hatch, right?
Yes.
And also Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, B180.
A.
Oh, A180.
A180.
Ah, kasporti kapoa sana.
Gari kapoa sana.
Ah, sana.
Freshi sana.
Freshi barida.
Yeah,
so. Ah, very good car.
Tuangalia hizo gari mbili.
Yes. Engineer Bios Kizami anauliza, 2012 Subaru Impreza GP2. CVT transmission. Is it reliable?
Lineatronic.
Yes.
Si mbaya.
Mm.
As long as you take good care of it, it's not a bad.
Katis Thuku. Is thermostat imported in Mark 5?
Buddha. You know, this thermostat thing mm-hmm. is, you know, one thing with these European cars.
Mm-hmm.
One thing with European cars. Mm-hmm. If it is not broken,
yes.
Do not even think about touching.
Yes.
Aya, wacha nikwambie two instances. Mm-hmm. Eh? If I'm running a local pickup.
Yes.
Sana is locally assembled, nini, gari built for Africa.
Yes.
You can afford kutoa thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there are some occasions yes. whereby, assuming you may be driving to extreme off-road.
Yes.
Na unajua uta encounter things that might make your radiator clog.
Yes.
So, there are times you can remove your thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
But that is purely for first aid purposes.
Yes.
In fact, that is why sometimes unaona people, what is it called? You buy a car,
mm-hmm.
but unaenda safari.
Yes.
Kitu ya kwanza unacheki msee ametoa thermostat mm-hmm. na ame lock fan.
Ikuwe continuous.
Mm-hmm. Maybe especially guys who buy cars from Lodua,
yes.
uko Moyale, msee yes. unajua utapiga
long so, distance.
Kitu ya kwanza una lock fan na unaweka na unatoa thermostat.
But
if you know those are for modern cars. Thermostat is very important.
Very important.
Very important. Ukienda kuotoa TSI thermostat anza kuonyesha mataa bro.
Ndio. Eh. It's not recommended. I think model design thermostat akwa mjinga.
Unless
it's an emergency.
It's an emergency.
Gari yako ina overheat na unataka hiyo flow izunguke gari kufikisha mahali, then you fix it. Kuria Kungwa anauliza, hi guys, do you need big up maze kutoka Naivasha? Voted for conversation severally. Hey, bro.
Kwanza.
Kuna kitu hapo wanafanya. Unataka kuambia?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
We shall not. I refuse.
We shall not accept. Those results.
You know why? Pulse live leo. Sai tu jioni. Kuna kitu ime happen. Unge vote na unaona vote result.
Unaona mambo inaendelea. Unaona mali wa jako yako.
Exactly, mwaura yako. Lakini sasa, Pulse Kenya. Kwa nini metoa iyo kitu ya kuona results?
Jose Hamago wako huko.
Let me tell you by the way. I think I'm going to do a video on Instagram tomorrow morning. And I hope niwa same tatu back up.
Yes.
Go to Pulse Live. Ama Pulse Kenya. Post hapo wambia warudishe results. Pale kwa Instagram yao, and then wambia warudishe results. Otherwise, we will not believe in their opaque.
Yes, results.
I love the thing is that you are put in a category that is not even ours.
Yes.
But you are said, you yenyu, tukashain. In fact, by the time wanatoa hiyo kitu, you are leading.
We demand our lead.
We demand our lead.
Yeah. Naitwa CK. I've been waiting an in-depth review of a Toyota RAV4. Meanwhile, RAV4 versus Honda CR-V versus X-Trail, year 2205. So kama ni XL ya 22205 ni 330. Ah, good. Versus Honda CR-V versus RAV4.
Definitely hapo RAV4 itashinda. RAV4 hapo
in order RAV4 number
1. RAV4 CR-V T30.
Yes. So anaweza nunua in that order. Locked from Doha. Talk about Nissan Note new model for a first buyer.
For a first time car buyer, good car. But very sensitive in terms of gearbox.
Yes.
Na spark plugs.
Yes. Especially ka DAGS.
Especially DAGS. Mm. So genuine spark plugs and it's a note DAGS. Moja ni 1000 ngapi?
1400. Ukipata 2000 unaibi?
Kuna hadi nyingine ya 250 bo. Unapata Nissan Note msee akiteta kwa group ati Nissan Note nampatia
bad fuel economy.
Fuel economy ya 9 kilometers.
Na make plugs at 250.
Yeah, 250 shilling.
Surely.
A genuine spark plug and Nissan Note DAGS goes for 4,000 Kenya shillings.
Moses Limo anasema, niaje guys, mbona huwa mnasema Golf GTI ni kuni?
Wee, nataka, what do you mean nataka by that? Huyu jamaa ajue vizuri what you normally say.
Yes.
GTI, TSI are two different things.
Yes.
GTI is arguably the most reliable, especially if it comes in a manual transmission.
Yes.
Is it TSI? Small engines with so much power.
1200cc turbocharged.
Yes, that is a recipe for disaster.
You're right.
It beats logic.
Yes.
Yeah. So, they are very unreliable. Those Mark 7s. TSIs.
Yes.
GTI ni mzuri. But now, GTI inanuliwa na mtu anajua chenye anataka.
Yes.
Don't buy GTIs out of peer pressure.
No.
Don't.
And we will state here without fear of contradiction. Yes. If you don't have money,
wachana na hiyo gari.
Don't buy it.
Wachana
kama wewe kuspend 100k, hivi, ni shida.
Wachana na hiyo gari.
Bro, nunua tida, ni wachana na maneno
mingi. And there is something we normally tell guys, and I think it has never sunk in well. Assuming,
yes,
you buy a car.
Yes.
You know, if you're a hoi polloi.
Yes.
If you're a hoi polloi.
Holoi polloi.
Holoi polloi or hoi polloi.
Holoi polloi. How do you know someone is holoi polloi?
Number one. Okay, assuming there are two cars.
Yes.
No.
Okay, I know how to define a holoi polloi. If you care about fuel economy, number one.
Yoni hoi polo,
two,
hoi polo.
If you care about resale value.
Hoi polo. Number
three,
if, if, unafikiria kuhusu tires.
Tire hii ni pesa ngapi? 25,000. Ah, istaki gari ya tire, 25,000.
Anaenda tire, hata si tire. Tire. Hata kununua tire, hataki. Hataki. Ya, 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 ya
Wewe ni holoi poloi. Wachana na GTI.
Ada BMW, hata Audi. Eh?
Moses Orili. Ulipata Lexus LX570 ya kureviewa kubwa.
Sasa anko amekuwa busy.
Anko
ameenda lakini sasa sa anko na yeye leo amefanya kitu ya maajabu sana. Anko ametoka Kenya na ndege. Amepigwa escort hadi JKA. Alafu kufika UK amewekwa ndani ya mbukinya.
Nasikia kuna preacher hata alikuwa anakula preaching.
Bana. Ameweka anko ndani ya mbukinya. Pale wakiwa na suluhu.
Eric, wachana na maneno ya anko. Umepata Lexus.
Lexus bado. Anyway, I was just seeing anko amekuwa busy.
Amekuwa busy na amewachia ufunguo.
But you know at least, unajua anko, anko, sasa amejua hustler ni nini.
Leo ameonyeshwa hustler.
Leo ameonyeshwa hustler.
Na hiku ndo natufanyanga huku. So Lexus tujapata bado.
Lexus bado. Lakini tuko na namba ya Wajakoya. Wajakoya by the way hatumii yake.
Wajakoya yake salimalizi. Na alishinda Mwaure.
Alishinda
Mwaure. Si objective ilikuwa achieved. Na niliona hako na gari kadhaa.
By the funny thing hata Mwaure alikuwa nayo.
Hata Mwaure pia alikuwa na
Lexus. Mwaure alioneka mara mbili nayo.
Sasa mtutafutie kwa sababu hawa juu tumeona watatushinda. Mtutafutie Wajakoya ama Mwaure.
Ama Mwaure.
Watu sort Lexus.
Juu anko, anko wako busy kiasi.
Anko hata aliwachia ufunguo Nick. Anasikia Nick tangu washinde kura. Ajarudi home. Ajarudi home. Haya, jamaa anaitwa ING. Anauliza, talk about the Peugeot 406.
Peugeot 406?
Yes.
It was a car that was simply timeless. Mm-hmm. The 406 was quite an interesting car because if you wanted fuel economy, mm-hmm. there was a variant of the 406 that would give you fuel economy.
Yes.
If you wanted it fast, performance, mm-hmm. there was a variant of the 406 that would give you performance. It came, I think, with a 2-point-something V6.
Yes.
Hiyo nayo ilikuwa ina lost.
Sana.
But what...
Alafu shape yake pia na look ni timeless.
You know, those 4-6 started uko ma KAP. Sindiyo? Yes, KAP, uko KAL. But hadi wa leo 4-6 unaka unaona ni gari modern.
Timeless.
It's a timeless car.
Yes.
Okay, getting body parts might be a bit of a challenge.
Yes.
But if you get it right with that car, it's an awesome car.
Nice one. Ibrahim Arube. Hey, namesake. Hello, Kabi and Ibrahim. Would you please incorporate insurance options in different cars? We need some info about reliable motor insurance. Motor I think we'll do an episode of that.
We are going to do an episode on insurance.
Yes.
I am really hoping Esther Alive. Kagamba is watching.
Yes, yes.
We need to talk about insurance.
Yes.
Sabupia insurance. Let me tell you the other things that are funny in an for insurance. Kuna vitu wase awajui.
Yes.
Unaona our sewa insurance wakifanya investigation mm-hmm. the accident. Mm-hmm. Do you know even where you reported the accident?
Yes.
Matters a lot.
Yes.
Jurisdiction. Unajua makarao wako na jurisdiction.
Yes.
If you reported in the wrong jurisdiction bana
waambie hivi unajua Kenya wanaelewa kwa urahisi. Yeah. Umegongewa na gari kino.
Kino.
Kama bas. Umeenda kuona.
Unajua kino kuna sifa yake.
Si ndio? Sasa ukaona nikiripotia hapa bibi atanishika.
Atanishika basi.
Ukaamua kukuja paka Ngong.
Ripotie Ngong. Kama hata Ngong umeenda sana.
Kuja paka.
Ripotie hapa Mudhangari.
Mudhangari. Kwa sababu inakaa mzuri.
Exactly.
Inakaa ni kama hapa hiyo vitu ifanyikange. Umeforfeit.
Hiyo by the way itakuwa ngumu. Ama bana unajua kuna police station ingine zina majina za kutishatisha.
Yes.
Kuna ingine ukienda Eldoret inaitwa Kondo.
Kondo police station. Inafaa change majina zaidi.
Ojine majina bana.
Joseph Mukaya anauliza does a car missing catalytic converter consume a lot of fuel?
One thing I'm going to tell guys about catalytic converters is a catalytic converter primarily
yes
blocks the exhaust. Ni inaweka restriction.
Yes.
Sababu gases come in then there is that reduction process.
Yes.
Inatoa hizo poisonous oxides.
Yes.
Yatokea pande ile ingine.
Yes.
So there is that restriction.
Yes.
And do you know how the principle of an engine basically is?
Yes.
The faster the gases get out of the engine,
yes.
The better the engine
yes.
performs.
Yes.
So arguably it will perform better.
Definitely.
But now modern cars zimewekwa mashetani especially because of emissions.
Okay, so mashetani another name for technology.
For technology, yeah, weko mashetani mob. So once the catalytic converter is, you know, once the ECU notice the by the cut haiko.
Yes.
They start
inaanza
kukuenga
inaanza kucheza pingi pongi
paka mielo disco hapa na pale
yelewi.
But you see, if I want you to look at cars kama akina premium nyoka hizi magari za tene field ya matako boot
ukitoa hiyo
hiyo gari hata ungetoa catalytic converter na compico like
now you have given me what I want.
What I want hata check engine hakuna. So it is case by case. Essentially, but even rally cars do not have catalytic converter.
Yes.
Sports, most sports cars don't have catalytic converters. Yes. But easy garage your emissions, you know, I always keep telling you, we are a third world country being dealing forced to first solve first world country problems.
You're right, brother.
Yeah, so yes, in some cars it akunywa, in some cars it's going to perform better.
Perfect. Isaac Wangethi anauliza, is the W202 for first time buyer in terms of reliability maintenance, and what is the consumption?
Consumption.
I think you've done a very good
we have done review. A very good review of the W202.
So Isaac Wangethi aende kwa channel atafute W202. I think it will answer most of the questions, but you can just summarize so that we pick more questions.
Yes, W202 is an awesome car,
yes.
But ujue tu hii si gari bana ya ku kupata vitu sijui wapi vitu X.
Yes.
Maintaining this car takes an extra coin.
Yes.
However,
the good thing
good
is, once you take care of it,
it will take care of it.
It will take care
and
of
it can last forever.
Mm.
It will last. Your car will last.
Kuna jamaa anaitwa Emmanuel Masibili. Jamaa ana jina mzuri bwana. Anakaa tu kama anaona kama ni mtu wa South Africa huyu. Sasa anauza, would you recommend Nissan X-Trail 2013 for a Nairobi SA road trip? What should I watch out for? Angoje review ama tumwambie.
Ngoja check out the channel on Wednesday.
Yes. I think Emmanuel Masibili will get perfect answers on
a
Wednesday.
Perfect answer, because we have an up close and candid
review
of that car, yes, coming your way on Wednesday at Bugwa sangapi? 10 a.m.
Bugwa amesema 10 a.m. na ameongea kama Chikwita.
Ameongea Chikwita na Bongis.
Sawa, tuendelee baba. Mike Maisha anauza, is car keys cloning legal in Kenya?
Sio kitu watu wanafanya hapa Autolocks.
Yes, it is. As long as the car is yours and you can prove ownership of the car.
Yes.
I think it's legal.
It's legal. Eh,
ni kama tu mtu akuulize, is flashing your phone illegal?
Kama
it is illegal when it's not yours.
But you see, cloning locks, if it's... Kama, okay, assuming umepoteza kifunguo.
What do you do?
You have to clone it.
Good. Paul Mashare, why can I smell smoke in my Mitsubishi Colt while driving? Mostly hapo, exhaust leak,
cabin filter.
Sana sana hapa kwa mdomo.
Kwa
manifold hapa. Kwa sababu hapo kakiingia.
Na kuna gasket fulani kanakuanga
hapo. So kama hapo kameenda kama F2, it's easy for the gases to get through the cabin whatever and you have.
But I think there were some recalls. There were some recalls on calls about cabin exhaust gases leaking into the cabin.
Yes.
Zilikuwa cold ama, I think pia cold. So if it's not that gasket, know that it's very natural.
Yes.
It is very natural.
Tyson Ochola. Anauliza, hey Ibrahim and Wakabi, kindly talk about the Proton X70.
Proton X70, hold your horses. Shikilieni hizo farasi.
Yes.
We are waiting to get one in our hands.
And once we do, We will dissect it.
So relax.
Mchili. Hata saa hii tujui ni nini kwanza.
But relax.
Faka tuiendeshe.
Lazima tuiendeshe. Austin, you're listening?
Yes.
Aye,
we need that car. Can you recommend a Honda Partner or Airway for commercial use?
Anytime, any day.
Good. What is your take on diesel X-Trail as compared to the diesel CX-5?
Wachana na X-Trail ya diesel.
Afadhali ya tonu X-5.
Afadhali X-5. Najua shida yake. Ni mbili. Let me tell you, personal experience. Especially, unaona, the T30s came with an engine called the YD22. The YD22 is a sister of the other devil.
Yes.
The YD25. Hizi zingine zimekuja kutoka T31.
Yes.
Zimekuja na ka engine kingine Carino.
Yes.
Iyo gari ikianza ku... Once the nozzle start leaking.
Yes. You are in for a show.
Yeah.
Wewe na mechanic
hivi.
Kabla uende safari.
Kwa mech.
Kabla uja trudi safari.
Yeah.
Ukifikiria tu kuenda mahali na gari.
Mechanic.
Ukifikiria tu kuhusu gari yako.
They have alafu turbo. Hey.
Wewe kunuka oil tu kwanzia asubuhi mpaka jioni. Aya, kuna swali hapa moja. Lions Channel anauliza, when should I change my CVT oil? It came with a 70k, now it's 80k. Ni Fielder 2015.
Ah, bana, hiyo iko na time.
Endesha gari.
1000, endesha gari bana.
Drive the car. I think mostly before the car leaves from Japan, kuna kwanga na hizo.
Ukiangalia vizuri,
inafaa one sticker.
Kuna sticker either pale kwa radiator panel, kwa dashboard hapa nyuma pande ya right.
Yes.
Ama mahali kwa mlango.
Good.
The last time that CVT was serviced should be there.
Yes. Mumelenga swali yangu ya Volvo S90. I need a review of that car. Brand Mwanzia. S90 iko.
Kuna
mtu wako na S90?
They are very scarce. But in Kenya bana, kama unajua mtu kuna S90, mwambie.
Tuambie. I think guys need to understand sometimes. See, I tutaka kufanya review.
But
they have put us in a very difficult condition. Sometimes kwa sababu dealers wakituona tu hivi wanafikiria tumekuja kuchambua gari zao usinunue. Wana lost na gari. But we are working on few relationships and tips, eh?
Yeah.
We will get the car. If there's an S90, I'm sure we'll get it for you, bro. Yes. Which ladies? With the ladies.
Naona Le PDG yako in the house.
Yeah, Le PDG.
Le PDG anasema amefika late.
Ameingia late. Eh?
Yeah, ameingia late.
Mike Maisha anasema thanks. Awesome show, guys.
Asante sana. So, maybe before tuchukue maswali.
Yes.
Can I address a problem?
Yes. There has been a big challenge there that we've been having.
There have been a very big challenge. Yes. And now I want you guys to try and... These are genuine concerns.
Yes.
You guys really expect us to give you content. And we do that.
Yes.
Sasa kuna kashida. There are guys... In fact, nilienda nikaambia mse. Leo, somebody commented on my Facebook.
Yes.
It has happened severally.
Yes.
Akasema, nini, I texted you na you did not reply.
Those are the guy who said you not vote for us because we didn't respond to his message.
Now, this is the thing. We, every morning, kufungua tu, na sasa the problem is, it's not even on conversations only. It has shifted to our personal pages. Eh?
Yes.
You, ukiamka asubuhi upate Facebook, kuna 1,000 messages.
Yes.
Instagram, kuna 1,500.
Yes.
Twitter, kuna another 1,000.
Yes. And what we have to deal with it.
And you have to deal with it.
Yes.
Then there's another... Now, even forget about
it. And away from dealing with it, we have a normal routine where we need to research about cars.
We need to
sort about cars.
Yes.
We need to do pre-purchase inspections, sourcing for cars.
And we need to
create content.
Create content and do office work.
Yes.
So, hapo kuna ka challenge. But what... Actually, ni kubwa.
Yes.
Si kidogo. So, there is no way that I'm going to single-handedly respond to it. Kila asubuhi by the I think we should show them sometimes.
We need to
show them notification apata inbox pale imekuambia 1000 ni asubuhi 6:30.
Yes.
So what do you do? Then the other thing is we normally tell you guys kila mse out of those 2000 people
yes.
Kila mtu anataka apewe review
attention
apewe nini. So you see, if you deal with one person ukimjibu ataweka
Swali ingine. So technically it takes like 15 to 20 minutes to deal with one query. So if you have 1,000 messages, definitely you not work for that. So now we came up with a new system that is easier. We provided a telephone. And we said part of our work and what we do, the consultation, this is what we call consultation. And you guys, they need to support us. So
yeah.
We said if you feel your need is serious and it's worthy the consultation or conversation, then you just make a call or you do a text.
Yes.
So tumefilter, tumesema ule mwenye anapiga
serious.
Eh. Lakini ukituma tu ma message na umechill pale, tutaangalia. Yeah. And most of the time the questions the guys are asking now, it's actually consultation.
And very technical.
People ask you, I need this. You try answer some anafuatisha zingine and all that. So I think the best way we can proceed is check out our WhatsApp.
Yeah.
We have packages for consultation there. From as low as 500
bob. 500 bob, yeah.
So pick anything you can. We can shoot you a call. It is easier. I think it's easier shooting a call
than and,
texting and doing the messaging.
So what Ibra is trying to say, tafadhali, ujue once we are doing consultation, you know, I asked Kunamsi alisema ni memuongelesha vibaya after it happened on my Instagram.
Yes.
Kwa comments tu, msi anasema unajibu, unajibu, unakata kujibu ama ni juu sija kulipa. I told him, you know, consultation is part of our job. Mimi simu nalipwa na YouTube. Nikamwambia cheki bro. If you see, once you consult, ukienda kwa daktari unaenda kumwambia analipwa na hospitali. You know,
it is a valid point.
In fact, sometimes you will wake up, yes, you read some questions, guys, and you will be annoyed for the whole day.
Yes.
So, tafadhali wasi. We try our best, yes, but kwapo kwa messages, tafadhali stop attacking us. Do we know if your message is number 1,000?
Yes. Kumbuka pia kuna watu wengine wamekuja. Unajua, now, this is what I understand. And I don't want to blame them. I think it's a matter of miscommunication where when someone is in need, they always think they're the only one in need.
Mm.
The challenge we are here for you guys.
Yes.
And at the time unatumia message, kuna wasa wengine tao.
Tao.
Unatumia message. So it's a matter of filtering. Who do you talk to? Who do you not talk to? So now, if you want to scale up your answer,
give a call,
the consultation way. Go the consultation way.
No, also there is something else.
Yes.
Najua, this is part of our day.
Yes.
Mimi nimeenda mahali nimetembea vizuri.
Yes.
It's on a Saturday night. Mimi nimepiga tu freshi.
Yes.
Nataka kupiga zoezi kidogo before nilale.
Yeah.
Mimi napata msee amekuja amepaka gari mbele yangu. In a very suspicious way.
Hiyo ni usiku.
Usiku. Mimi karibu nitoe panga bana.
Ama ile rungu.
Hey.
Ile rungu tulinunua.
Eh, hey, bana.
Eh. Hey. Kumbe ukapata ni fan.
Jamaa anakuja ananiambia niaje wewe hukujibu swali yangu. I'm like.
Eh, huyo amekuwa personal.
Bana.
No, huyo anakustalk bro.
You see, now that is very wrong.
No, that one is dangerous.
Mimi nimetoka pale kwa store fresh.
You should have called me.
No,
I would have landed there, my friend.
No, if I had a gun,
yes,
jamaa angekuwa akiongea akiwa na moja ya mahindi kwa kichwa. So, tafadhali, you need that. Tuendelee.
Paul Masharia, how reliable is a Mitsubishi Colt?
Mitsubishi Colt si gari mbaya, by the way.
Yes.
Si gari mbaya. I only have a problem with its looks.
Well, you have a problem with looks. Okay.
Although
okay,
unasemanga, unajua wewe huendeshei gari nje.
Yes.
Unaendeshea gari
ndani. By the way, that is one thing that I've noticed. When you're looking at my doing in gari, at what point do you get to see your car?
Exactly.
While you're driving. I'm all imagine to nisupu.
Nisupu, man.
Ah, interesting. The guy is asking, how much do you charge for a pre-purchase inspection?
Cars within Nairobi, 5 Gs.
5 Gs.
5 Gs, yes.
Huh? Davis Mbugu anasema, hi, Mambo, can you please talk about the Discovery 4? I think he can wait for a review.
Wait for a review, lakini Buda, Discovery ikishapita Disco 2, kuna kama neno.
Auris versus Mazda Axela versus Golf for a first car buyer.
Ah, kimbia Auris ama Auris or
Axela.
Any
Golf, sijui amejoin show late, lakini Golf.
Tumesema hiyo maneno.
Tulidefine mambo ya Golf. I think you'll rewind the show and watch. Toyota Vistas, unaonaje?
Toyota Vistas ilikuwa zinakaa poa, especially hizo wagon.
Yes.
Lakini buy any Vista apart from the one with a D4 engine.
Thank you. Ole Samante anasema, hi Eric, which car is the best between the Subaru Forester XT 2015 and the Mazda CX-5 2015?
If the CX-5 is diesel, definitely no.
The Forester will be better.
If it's petrol, again, Forester. Sasa apa ni personal preference,
yes,
but there are two places where the Mazda wins.
Yes.
Number one, has an automatic transmission.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is reliability and fuel economy.
Thank you.
Number three is steering.
Yes.
Ujui hizi maforesta zikona steering ingine inasumbua wase.
Electric.
Electric. Mm. But now there is a place where the Forester wins.
Yes.
Symmetrical all-wheel drive.
Definitely.
Mimi sijaielewa kwa nini.
Do you, can you get a 6.5 in all-wheel drive?
There is.
But it's not.
There is a Mazda 6.5 with all-wheel drive.
Yes.
But wacha nikuambie, the only all-wheel drive system
that would beat
the Subaru.
That
would beat
Quattro.
Hizi zingine bana, hizi Charles Prey bwana.
Hey,
hey.
Umesema. Intel Writers anauza is the W124 first car buyer. What do you think? W124?
I will not recommend a W124 simply because for a first car, time car buyer, ina need mtu akona ka experience kidogo.
Yes. Anton Ayugo anasema, good job guys. Loved your review for the Sylphy. I have a premium unit. and we are willing naweza leta mfanye review.
Leta hiyo premium.
Mjue it's superior to the Allio.
Ah, leta hiyo premium.
Wewe premium. Wewe tuma message.
Tuma message kwa WhatsApp pale 07000 ama you call sai sai.
Yes.
Tuone hiyo number then you can be able to call me.
Wacha tu atume message.
Tuma message text, not WhatsApp.
Text
message.
Sema tu premium.
Sema premium superior. But then you know there's a trim level of the daughter premium called
superior.
The premium superior.
I hope
you know. It's actually called that. The G superior. Comes in a 2-liter
yes.
engine.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Nice. Alan Foro. And I will use a Demio diesel versus Swift Sport.
Oh, yo, swali Buddha. Demio diesel itakupatia, it needs some experience.
Yes. And as you say, we haven't had an experience with them to call out whether it is best. Nafikiri best with the history that people have had with the CX-5
yeah.
And the diesel engine ya Mazda. It's something that you need to touch with, you know, light fingers.
Unaguzia mbali. Now,
mbali. Paka ile siku tuta-verify.
Tuta-verify. Yes. You know, let me tell you something. There is no need. And this is something I tell people. Kuna mtu anatembea pale showroom, anaonyeshwa ka gari unique.
Yes.
Sema, si gari imetumika majuu 8 years.
Yes.
Let me tell you, that's a very stupid mentality. You know why? A car can be used in Japan for 8 years. Ama uzisikia mzee anasema imetoka Japan imekuja kuletea shida hapa. Our conditions are very different.
Very different.
Including sulfur content in fuel.
Yes.
But because wewe ni nani, unaenda ununua gari yenye, okay, wacha gari kaikai. Don't be the guinea pig.
Yes.
Wacha gari kaikai kwa soko, we observe mbali. Now the Swift Sport is superior in a way. You know, I always tell you, Ibrahim, whenever you add a turbocharger to an engine,
yes,
you increase something that may break down.
Definitely.
The Swift Sport, I believe, is 1600 cc NA.
Yes.
Mostly stick.
Yes.
So comparing that with the Demio diesel, bana wacha ikai.
Wacha ikai.
Wacha Demio diesel ikai.
Joseph Mukai ako na swali ya ajabu hapa. Paka hata nimeshangaa mtu amekaa chini akafikiria je swali. But I'll shoot it. He's saying with an automatic car, if you accidentally press the reverse gear at 120 kilometers per hour, what will happen?
These are very interesting question. Eh? Yes. Because modern automatics are itashift. Modern automatics. In fact, it is hiyo kitu can only happen kama umeweka gari neutral.
Yes.
Kama wewe ni wale watu wa kulegeza gari automatic kwa mteremko. Okay, for a modern automatic it will not shift. Yes.
So one thing I know and I've noticed with the Volvo we drive, like mine, so you know it has 5 gears.
But
the reverse iko pale chini ya number 5. Yes. It's a manual. Anytime kama gari inakimbia kienda mbele, you'll try to usahau kwa mfano useme umeingiza 5 sasa unataka 6 haitawaingia.
Sasa yangu nayo
iko na loka yako ni
yangu nayo ndio uingize reverse. Sasa mimi reverse yangu iko pale kwa number 1.
Lazima uinue
ile ingie. Now with automatics most of them will not shift.
So it's almost impossible. Gari yenyewe itakata. Abrahaman Ahmed anauliza how is the 1ZZ engine?
Hey, 1ZZ ni engine tamu sana. Kwanza ikiwa pale kwa Kaldina.
Yes.
Ah, fresh barida bana. It's a nice engine.
John Mwai anapanga kununua Advan for business purposes kubeba produce. What is your advice?
Advan is very economical. It's very affordable. But uki compare your gari na Provox, not unless you're not pushing it. There is a lady who sells fruits pale Karura Forest.
Yes.
Anatumia Advan. She has used an Advan I know from 2017. Hadi wa leo iko. But gari yake analetewa gari hii produce na gari ingine.
Alafu anaweka kwa Advan
inapiga Karura hapo kwa lami tu.
Yes.
But kama unafikiria kupeleka Advan Kinango.
Nunua Probox.
Nunua Probox bana.
Kevin Lumumba anataka advice between a Probox na Succeed.
See the same thing.
Anataka umwambie.
Probox ni kama Probox na Succeed.
Yes.
Ni kama kuita demo wash mamafua.
Oh mama, okay. So si demo wash demo kuosha
nguo
mamafua.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Sawa, what's your opinion on the Isuzu Trooper?
Hey.
1981 with a UBS 13 petrol engine.
Wewe kukunywa. It is reliable by this katai.
Yes.
But kukunywa, alafu it's a bit lazy pa. It's a bit lazy.
Pros and cons of importing your car by yourself.
Unaweza nyoroshwa virahisi sana.
Pale Japan.
Pale Japan, unajua?
Kuna pia wakina Maina. Lakini siku hizi hata lutie pia na kokoka. It's bad. Hey, Kenya is bad, my friend.
By the way, kuna wanaija. Pandio?
Hey. By the way, unajua wanaija wameinfiltrate all the countries all over the world.
All over the world.
And they have been recognized in two special things: lying to women and conning people. On a general brother. I had so gavele. Yeah. Atuwai. Okay. Review XC60. Nafikiri
ina come.
Where do I get these questions?
Kuna pastor anauliza pale.
Yes.
Kwa nini ananusa battery acid? Dani Axio. Every time I step heavily on the gas, especially up here. Hii ni kitu ina happen sana.
Yes.
Sana. Usijui kama umepitwa na gari kinungi.
Yes.
Ama anywhere. Mostly Toyotas. Unasikia imenuka hadi battery.
Yes.
You know that tells you there is something amiss.
Yes.
Na hiyo battery. Pastor, tuambie kama ni maintenance free ama ni
nyingine.
But all in all, it tells you that there is a surge. Unajua venye imeenda ndiyo alternator inacharge.
Inacharge, but yes.
So, kama inanuka, inatikuambia kuna mahali.
Ama hiyo battery hata inaweza kuwa imetoboka na jui.
Ama hata battery.
Ama zile vifuniko pale juu zijafungwa hapo. Kama that is cement and as free.
Kwa battery is on its way out.
Yes. Probably what you can do as a remedy, ajaribu kuchange battery. Yeah. Aone kama ita happen.
Kama ita happen.
Iki happen kwa hiyo battery ingine, tafuta sisi. Tuangalie hiyo maneno. Sami Makuna Karaoke anasema, hi, kindly share a review of the Mazda Speed 6207 manual diesel.
Mazda 6, hiyo si ni
hiyo ni Atenza ya kwanza, ya
diesel.
Diesel 207. Kanakanga suraka poa.
Kanakanga poa.
But diesel.
Diesel bana. But then, if you're getting that, I remember our friend Solo had one.
Yes.
But it was petrol, manual.
Yes. Yeah. Nelly Mandela, can you advise on Subaru Forester SG5 non-turbo?
SG5 non-turbo, good, lazy kidogo. So inaweza kunywa mafuta. Steering rack kale kama neno.
Okay.
Inaweza kuletea, but generally it's a good car. As I say, there is no perfect car, there is no perfect human.
Yes. Learn to live with it. I want to buy a car that is Evans Ruto. Would you recommend the Honda Freed for commercial purposes?
Honda Freed?
Yes.
Which commercial purposes?
Evans Ruto come back, which commercial app?
But basically, the Freed is a very hardy car.
Yes.
Nisika gari kabaya.
Yes.
Hondas never disappoint.
Very. What's the deal between Toyota Racti's new shape and Subaru Trezia?
Hakuna tofauti. Kama kuita demo wash wash na mafua.
It's the same car, just wearing different badges.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, good. MK anasema, good job guys. Was thinking about buying Toyota Mark 2 or Crown with 2L. For first car, what do you think about it, especially for a family car?
What the?
Nataka Mark 2, I'm a Crown with 2L.
2L engine? 2L, yeah. 2L si ni diesel?
Yes.
Hiyo gari nimeona ikiuzwa mahali. Hiyo meuzwa. You know those early diesel engines, they were very noisy and they were... Kama ni ya petrol, saa ingikuwa too wide. That 2L engine, yes. It's quite noisy.
Yes.
A bit sluggish.
Yes.
Ukiraga unajua diesel inakuanga mzuri ikiongezwa katarabu kwa umbali. Kikelele kakipungua kidogo.
Madira politics. Hey, Madira politics. I heard you mention something about engaging the neutral gear on a decline. Does this help in saving fuel?
No. Kwa gari gani?
Neutral.
Automatic. Okay, kama ni automatic wachana nayo. Kama ni manual, hali ya kazi zilikuwa zinafanya hivyo. Zinge save fuel.
Yes.
Yes.
Modern cars hata si poa, si recommended.
Yes.
Modern cars, once you let go of the accelerator pedal, yes, they shut, they cut off the
fuel.
Your fuel. Yes. So the Paratu engine was ungushwa na gearbox.
Felix Omondi, hey guys, talk about the Mazda Bongo. Mazda Bongo at Mazda.
Mazda Bongo,
pickup.
Ukipata four wheel itakunywa, ukipata two wheel iko sawa.
Samuel Githenji, your opinion on the Nissan Patrol.
Nissan Patrol, one of the most celebrated off-roaders.
Yes.
No, Y61 is one of the most celebrated. Oh, Y61. 162. Mm. Y62 is more of a prestigious car that inakunywa mafuta mingi for nothing.
Mm.
But kama uko na pesa,
wanasabanga, this life is too short to drive
boring cars.
Yes, drive anything you want. By the way, atokutaka kununua GTI. Atokutaka kununua Maserati Kenya. Buy it. If you have the money, bro.
Buy it.
Buy it.
Shida inakuja kama hapo kwa Holoi Poloi.
Eh, ikawa lakini kama wewe Holoi Poloi, don't buy it. Don't buy it, my friend. Don't buy it. Okay. Where do I get the last question? How is the Legacy BP5 for a first time car buyer? This is Dennis Chomba.
Legacy BP5.
Yes.
Very hardy car.
Yes.
But a bit thirsty.
Very thirsty.
Very thirsty. Na economy, hiyo gari iko na queue.
Iko na queue.
Asubuhi lazima uitoe lock.
Yes. I want to buy an old Peugeot 504. Could you guys review it? Yes.
Hiyo inakam. Hiyo inakuja.
Yes. Kwanza tunatafutana na hiyo gari.
But if you have a Peugeot 504, tupatie ya review.
Tunakuja, tuambie mahali iko.
Tutakuja kureview.
We come correct it. Prado J150 as a daily driver, worth it? Any better alternative?
Depending if it's a petrol daily driver, yes. Have money.
Yes, the 2700.
Yes, have money.
Yes.
If it's diesel, it's very economical. Again, diesel, petrol is cheaper, diesel is more expensive.
Yes.
If you're looking at an alternative to the Prado, you might be looking at, unfortunately, there are only two.
Yes.
Can only look at the Pajero.
Karuga John anauliza, between the V40 and the Mazda Xela, which one is reliable and fun to drive?
But a V40 is fun to drive, lakini Mazda Xela is reliable. So know your poison.
Karuga Maina, V40, exciting to drive.
Exciting and very expensive.
Mazda Xela, reliable.
Nawaambie hapo kwa maintenance, V40 iko juu tu sana.
Austin Mutungi anauliza, advice on a Nissan Sunny B15 automatic?
Hizo gari hazikuamba. Unajua, maintaining them was very easy.
Yes.
They were basically very easy to maintain cars. Oh, once in a while kanachemuka.
Yes.
Kawaida problems.
Yes.
But for point A to point B movement, it's a good car.
Anajua tulikuwa tumepanga kuambia wase
wavote, wapige kura.
Tumalize hii kitu.
Tuwe
nayo nyumbani. Until pals wakapul a Jose Camagonas.
Yes. You know, we can't see the results. Unajua ilikuwa mizuri, tukiona, tunaona results.
We cannot see results.
So, tufanye hivi.
We cannot trust the credibility of that system.
There is a lot of opaqueness in that. Unajua, tukianza, how come, since 6th of September,
yes,
it has been very transparent.
Yes, imefika tu siku tano za mwisho.
Siku tano za mwisho, wamezima hiyo kitu.
Mimi naona dalili hapa ya Chebukati.
Usitaje watu bana.
Hivi ndo walicheza.
Waje nikuambie.
Walizimisha TV.
I'm going to do an Instagram. Okay. Before you do that, Bugua has placed a link. Ya Pulse Live Influencer of the Year Award. And then hapo, vote conversations. Vote.
Yes.
Keep on voting.
Yes.
Mambo ya Jose Camargo tuna deal nayo.
Watu wachie. Vote si to deal now.
Wajua, watu wasawa kuna deep state.
Napenda ile asiro kuna. Wanaona kuna deep state.
You know, by the way, I'm going to, if you guys back us up, I'm going to do a video on Instagram.
Okay.
And tag them.
Nice one.
Mukuje museme, murudishe museme. Kwa nini wamekataa tuone results.
Nice one.
Yes.
Nice one. Kama kuna swali ya mwisho, advice on premium F grade. Hiyo ni gari mzuri.
Hiyo gari mzuri bana, hiyo hata haina nini.
Na haina mambo ya kuongelea juu yake.
Yeah.
So do you want to give your final sentiments? There's a guy who's asked if we can have live audience.
Yes.
We are planning
on that.
This is the beginning of this baby. So we intend to at least take season 1 here.
Yes.
And then season 2 sasa.
Tunaita live audience.
Eh, tunakuwa na live audience.
Watu wanaleta their real time stories. Tunakutafutia wasee wameibiwa magari.
Yes.
Tunakutafutia wasee wamegongwa, wameosho.
Yes.
Yeah, so
na tunapata maswali hapo na hapo.
Maswali hapo hapo direct.
Mm. Na tuone pia kama tunaweza incorporate wasee za John virtually.
Yes.
You can come in, probably just listening.
Just listening.
Or even if you want to make a comment. You see if you can have guests on the show.
Exactly.
Perfect. Yeah. I think we're good.
So, ni saa tatu.
Saa tatu, I think we...
Masaa ya kafi imeisha.
Yes, yes. I think we've exploited our time.
Yeah.
Kuna maswali yote. Tofauti ya Toyota 100, 110, 111.
Hey Buddha, yoni technical.
Yoni technical.
Yo kuna tofauti mingi sana. Mm. And you see now the problem with 110s, 100s, there are so many variants.
Yes.
So many. Yes. Hadi kuna ingine 111, 110, 109, 106. Mm. Yo ni mingi sana. Mm. Alafu hapo unaanza kuleta Levin, unaanza kuleta Sprinter, unaanza kuleta ingine Marino. Mm. Tukianza kuongea hiyo, that one should be an episode on itself.
So what we'll do is this: we'll find a Toyota 110.
Yes.
And then we do a review it, and then we like you go down to the history of it,
yeah,
so that it can be easier, isn't it?
Yes.
Everyone's a sangapi, bro. Live in Azanga 8.
Sambili, sambili.
Sambili on the dot. We are now, you know, 1 hour 11 minutes in.
Yeah.
Derek Nzoma anapiga kura tu.
Anapiga kura hata
Francis Kariuki. Unajua wasana wote hapa 300. I think you are around 400 right now. Kama nyinyi wote mtaenda mpiga kura saa hii.
By the way, wase the 400 guys who are watching currently.
Now.
Link iko hapo juu. Yeah, tafadhali. Yeah. Enda kwa hiyo link, vote saa hii.
Yeah.
Sawa sawa.
Yeah, wakiiba
to deal na wao.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes. Kuna jamaa hapa tukimazema anaitwa Mark Davis Nyanumba. Anauza is a Lexus IS. So IS
Mark Davis. Ati Mark Davis nani?
Nyanumba.
Mark Davis ni huyu Mark Toyota Crown. Lakini auliza swali.
Is the Lexus IS worth the price tag? So ni IS gani?
Yes. Unajua
IS 250.
Kuna IS 250.
350 mpaka 450.
Unajua sana what happens with those Lexus cars, yes, is that they are more of goods of ostentation. Ni gari unanunua sababu uko na pesa.
Uko na pesa.
The more it's...
But they are very reliable.
They are very...
Reliability.
You cannot kill that car. You no. Cannot kill.
Lakini, kabe kake kanauzwa juu kidogo ndo stand out.
Ata the more expensive, the better.
The better.
Unajua, kuna wase, if you see now, for Holoi Poloi.
Yes.
Ukienda tuseme tunakuuzia hii product. Nakuuzia hii product tautano.
Yes.
Kuja wanzo kusema pana... Thawe, I mean, niko na thawotatu. Thawotatu, nanda kuongea. Now, a person with money.
Yes.
No, this is what the definition of goods of ostentation.
Yes.
Atakuja hapa, aseme, hii silver button, since ni ya conversations, nita kuinunua 10 million.
Yes.
Mse mungina kuja asema, pana, mera kuinunua 15 million.
Yes.
You see?
Sasa yondo Lexus.
So ndio yondo Lexus sasa.
Ah. Usha maliza kaka. Usha maliza. So the IS is a good car.
Yes.
It's reliable. It makes you stand out from the normal Toyota guys.
Yes.
It's a Toyota yenye imeenda group of schools.
Group of schools.
Iko na heated seats ndani. Iko na mambo. Iko na mambo. Iko na mambo fresh barida.
Yes.
Fresh barida. So definitely hiyo mambo iko na maana hiyo. Is there a harm of extending service by over 100 kilometers?
Ina depend gari gani?
Okay. Kuna mbuna wataku extend service by 100 kilometers?
It depends which car.
Either way.
No, sometimes, it's not advisable, but sometimes people forget. But wanya nikuambia kama umetumia oil ya mitaro. Ado ikifika 8,000 bana. Bana. Well, there's a reason why service intervals are given.
Good.
Yes.
Perfect. I think it's the time you sign out Eric Okabi. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the guys who've been with us in the live session.
Yeah.
We are trying to make this show as palatable as possible for you, your wife, your kids, your spouse. Like,
family household.
Yes, actually, you can invite your kids
on
this kind of show because they learn a lot.
They learn a lot. Yes. They learn a lot.
Yes. So, tunashukuru wa jama. Tuache, to sign out.
To sign out, tuache wakipiga.
Wakipiga kure na mnapiga.
Mnapiga kura, banapiga.
Tyson Ochola, piga!
Piga hiyo kitu.
Eh.
Piga kura bwana.
Eh, hey, Simon Kamau, kura yangu mko nayo sasa.
Ah, wazi bro.
Ah, Simon, kwani tulikuwa tuna? Eh, Simon na wewe ni aje tena. Chaza ovyo. Eh? Eh, yeah, guys are voting. I think
thank you so much.
We can call it a day.
So, let's call it a day. Yes. Tupatane Wednesday pale kwenye review.
Wednesday.
Kuna bonge la review.
Mm.
Also, that's it. Tunaweza patia kakiru.
Wacha tuone. Mtufraishe.
Pigeni hizo kura.
Pigeni hizo kura.
Sasa.
And then we see them on Wednesday. And then on Sunday.
Premier inakuja sana.
We settle that debate.
Premier tukuja to settle hiyo debate ya? Ya Silfi.
Silfi na Premier.
Na Premier.
Tumalize.
Okay. Kama wewe ni dealer premium,
yes.
Na premium tukikutaja ndio au wasanii wanaweza kupika hapo kwa you know they try to buy it from you.
Yes.
Anyway,
wanasema wanzishe driving school yako.
Haina shida. Driving school unajua mimi driving school yangu hakutakuwa na automatic.
Itakuwa manual. Haina shida. Hakutakuwa na students kweli.
Ai, golf cart. Da da kuleja golf club na mugudega golf club ama sigona. Tuenda huko.
Good night guys. See you next Monday. Conversation Monday night live.
Monday
night live. Tuambie
which are the subjects. By the way, mnataka kusikia tuongele nini Monday.
Yeah, yeah. So Monday. You're free to recommend, you're free to suggest, you're free to give us ideas on issues that you want us to tackle for you. So that tukifika hapa Monday next week
tukona
sasa hii Monday inakujaraka.
Inakuja haraka bana. Monday inakamilio. Sawa sawa.
Meanwhile bado natafuta Lexus. If you see Wajakoya
ama Anko akirudi, sio Anko ana. Nini sikia Anko anaenda state.
Mimi nimekuambia story yangu. Hiyo gari haiko. Nika lena na ufungu. See you, good night. And have a nice one. Bye bye.